I would like to welcome Lee to come up to help start off our Ability Sunday service. So this service is being run by our Lantern group. Come on up.
Good morning. Welcome to Lantern. And I hope you enjoy yourselves for the
our service.
And thank you.
Excellent. Well done. For our call to worship this morning, Heather's going to come up and lead us.
Our call to worship is from John 13, 34 to 35. The words of Jesus. Give a new commandment that you love one another. Jesus, as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know you that have disciples. You have loved one another. Let's pray. Living God, we come to worship you today because we love you. We want you to love you more. Thank you for bringing us all here together. Unite in love from you and for you. Accept our praise and worship. Grow our friendships and care for one another. Smile upon us, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Can you go down and then hold my hand?
So, Lantern is a group that meets once a month on a Wednesday evening, and it's a group for people with learning disabilities, maybe people who might struggle with a normal Sunday morning service because we say so many words, and we get together and we have our own service, and it's really joyful. We really love it. And we would like to welcome anybody who'd like to come and join us, because we see ourselves as a part of our church here. We're just a different congregation. That's how we like to think of ourselves. So as we come to be with you this morning, particularly to lead the service, we would like to extend an invitation to anybody who would like to come and join us as well and see what we do and worship with us. So that's the second Wednesday of every month up in the church hall at 7:30. So today we're doing some of the things that we've done over the past few months, really, to share with you, things that we've really enjoyed and that we feel like God has spoken to us through. So I think most of you, I hope all of you, have a piece of wool. Okay, if you don't, stick your hand up and somebody will get one to you, but hopefully you have. Oh, yep, there's a couple of people behind you, Mick. Thank you. So we have different colours of wool, okay? And these pieces of wool represent us, okay? And all of the different colours represent, they're a representation of the different groups that we have in this church, okay? So we have our Sunday morning congregation, our evening congregation, Lantern, but we also have Wednesday Fellowship and Next Door and the band and our house groups. And I dare say I could go on and name many more. So the different colours just represent that there's lots of different groups within the church. The pieces of wool represent us. Okay? And when we come together as a church family, what happens is Jesus ties these pieces of wool together and we all become one family, which is amazing. Even if we don't see everybody all of the time, we are part of God's family here in this church. So what we're going to do now is tie these together, okay? And the way we're going to do this is for each section in the church of chairs, we're going to try and make one long snake out of these, okay? So if you tie them to the person next to you, okay, and then we'll need to go back. We're going to have some help to guide you, okay? But make sure there's just one long piece per section, okay? So as you get going that, do you get the idea? I'm going to let the band do those quickly, and then we're going to sing a song. Try and, when you do this, try and tie your ends together, kind of near the end, but very securely, okay? Okay, as we do this, we're going to sing, Can You Believe It? Bind Us Together. Thank you. Right, if you'd like to hold your piece of wool up in the air, we can... Wow. Wow, that looks even better than I thought. That's really great. So we're all tied together. Okay, Psalm 133, verse 1 says, How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Okay, so here we are all united. It's wonderful, it's colourful, and we can be used by Jesus to do great and useful things, just like this wool will now be collected up very carefully. And through the rest of this service, Janet is going to knit with it, okay? And we're going to have the beginnings, at least, of a scarf, okay, towards the end. So if you'd like to start ravelling up, okay, in just a moment, the children are going to go out. Young people who are in the grid, okay, that's the oldest... Young people, can you listen to this notice, because this is for you. Okay. Grid, young people, you are staying in the service this morning. Okay. So Splash and Extremes, you're going out the grid. You're going to stay in and share the service with us. Okay. So as the wool is wound, I'm going to say a prayer for the children and their helpers. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for our children, for our families, and for all of the helpers who give their time and their energy and their thoughts and their prayers to teach them about you. We pray that this morning, as they go out, they will know your love, they will learn more about you, and that you will bless them. Amen. Okay, if the children would like to go out, just mind the wool. As we finish winding the wool, I'm going to explain how we're going to do our prayers, which are next. So this is going to be a bit different to our normal Sunday morning routine for prayers. We're going to do it lantern style, okay? And we call it share and prayer. And Karina is going to come up in just a moment and lead our prayers. And I think some of you, hopefully, have been giving some prayer requests. And this is what we do. We... People have the chance to say what's going on for them, what's happened in the last month or something that's coming up. Sometimes it's good news. Sometimes they're worried about someone who's poorly or they've been ill. And we just say simple prayers together. And we're going to do that this morning. So Sham is just going to help Karina, but you're in charge. Yep. So I'm going to hand over to you now.
Right, before I start the prayer list, I'd like to know if anyone else has got a prayer that they'd like me to read out themselves.
Did we miss anyone when you came in? Is there anyone who's not on the list who would like to have prayer said for them? David? I see. Okay. We'll start with David.
Right, we'll start with David. What's wrong then?
Wrong, he's got a bad foot. Has a bad foot.
He has a bad clot, and I would like to pray for him. Hope that the clot gets well very, very soon. So let's just pray that the God will clear that for him, and that he'll be fine again very soon. Lord, we lift it up into your prayers. Amen. Right. Linda has got loss of eyesight in one eye due to cataracts. So I'd just like to pray for Linda and hope that God will help her through this and give her eyesight back, because I know what it's like. I've had it myself and it's very, very bad. And pray for her mum and dad to help her through this with all the support from you, Lord. Amen. And now Anne. Her mum has been very ill. And she said she's getting a lot better, but we would still like to lift Anne's mum up to God and hope that she gets better very, very soon, and pray for Anne to support her through this. In our Father's name, amen. Jane, who has cancer, we just pray that the Lord will keep her safe and to clear the cancer in her Father's name. Amen. Lee, who also has cancer, we'd like to support him through this. Like to support her through this, sorry. And lift her up into God's name and keep the family safe as well. In our Father's name. Amen. Angela, pray for the family who are travelling today. Just hope they have a safe travel down here in our Father's name. Amen. George, who has had a stroke and cannot speak at the moment, I just pray that the Lord will let her have her speech back and keep her safe. Amen. And Kate has put in some paperwork and she just hopes to be appreciated for it. So we pray to the Lord that she will get appreciation for it in our Father's name. Amen. Denny, who has had her first granddaughter. Now, we hope that mother and baby are doing well, and we pray to the Lord that the Lord will keep her safe and well through this difficult time. Amen. And then we'll just pray for everybody in the room. When we leave here today, I hope we all have a safe journey home and hope to meet again very, very soon. So I just pray for a safe journey for everybody. Amen.
Thank you, Karina. That was wonderful. We're going to watch a video next of the Lord's Prayer that our Lantern team have made. And then after that, we will say the Lord's Prayer together.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses.
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us.
Lead us.
Not into temptation.
No temptations.
But deliver us.
Deliver that.
From evil.
Evil. Is that right?
Yeah.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Let's pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So at this point, I need to give some stage direction to my drama cast. Okay, so everybody who's doing the drama, if you'd like to make your way to the back and get ready now, okay? And then I will explain what's going to happen, okay? Okay, so our Bible reading today will be in the form of a drama. It's the story of Zacchaeus, which is at the beginning of Luke chapter 19. Now, we did this drama a few months ago, and we would love to share it with you. As you might remember, in the story, there's a large crowd. And actually, we do have quite a lot of people getting ready at the back, but we want a larger crowd, okay? So that is everybody else who's here, okay? You can be part of the drama as well. And when they're ready at the back, they're going to hand out some hats. Can you hand out the hats, please? Thank you. So when we did this, we had hats as our props to help us imagine we were different characters. Okay, so some of you, I'm sure we don't have enough for everybody because there's lots of people here, but we have some hats, so you can put a hat on if you'd like to. If not, pass it to somebody else. That's not a problem. And you will then be part of our drama. Heather, would you like to come up and get ready?
ready?
I have no clue. Are we ready? 1 minute. Opening night nerves. Go for it.
Okay. Zacharias the tax collector. Luke 19, verse 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man named Zacharias lived there. He was a chief tax collector and was very rich. Zacharias wanted to see who Jesus was. But he was a short man. He could not see Jesus because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed the...
Hang on a minute.
So he ran ahead and climbed the sycamore tree. So he wanted to see if Jesus, who was coming that way. Jesus reached the spot that Zacharias was. He looked up and said,
Come down. Once, yeah. I must stay, yeah. The house, yeah.
Today.
Today, yeah. Lovely, yeah.
So Zechariah came down at once and welcomed him gladly. And all the people saw this. They began to whisper among themselves. They said, Jesus has gone to be a guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and he said,
Look, Lord, here and now, I give half of what I own to these who are poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount I took.
This is Zechariah. Zacchaeus.
Today, yeah. Salvation, yeah. Has come, yeah. Jesus, house,
you are
a member yeah, of Abraham's
family
life, yeah.
Son of man,
yeah.
Came to look,
yeah. Lost, yeah.
And save him,
yeah. Save him, yeah.
Well done. Well read. Okay, you can go and sit down. Everybody's allowed to take... You can take your hat off now if you want to. If you like it, you may leave it on. That's fine. Just pop it under your chair. That's fine for now. Well done. What a great story. Jesus comes along with a crowd of people. People like you and me, ordinary citizens who got on with life, They earned their living, they had families, friends. Some had been doing quite well for themselves, others probably struggled. But there was a fly in the ointment, something unwelcome that made life difficult for them all, something that they could do nothing about, something they could not avoid, something that left a bitter taste in the mouth, something rotten to the core. There is a baddie in the story that united them all in hatred and fear, I dare say. Zacchaeus. Not a something, but a someone. Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector. Let's face it, not many of us actually enjoy paying taxes, but we can see the benefit that we get something back. But Zacchaeus was a thug of a tax collector, a bully, a thief. He took the taxes and then some more, a lot more, for himself. It was daylight robbery, and he was getting rich by making everyone else poor. Everyone in the town would have known exactly who he was, and I expect would have avoided him at all costs. And yet, here they all are, muddled together, following this man called Jesus through the town of Jericho. This man who was just like them, but also not like anyone else they'd ever come across. A man who looked and spoke like them, but spoke with the wisdom and authority that made people listen and then go and tell others about him, so that they felt compelled to come and see and hear and walk with him on his journey. And not only that, he healed people. He made them better, sometimes better than they had ever been in their whole life. He was a person on their side. He challenged the religious authorities and spoke against the unjust, the bad people. They might not have fully understood what they were witnessing, the very Son of God doing his thing, but they knew it was different and they knew it was good. So when they see the dastardly Zacchaeus, a short man up a tree, what would they have made of that, I wonder? Perhaps they laughed at him? Maybe they just hated him all the more for getting a good view and putting himself in the highest place. Perhaps some anticipated that Jesus would spot him and expect some sharp words for him relating to how bad Zacchaeus was. When Jesus stopped and called Zacchaeus, I bet there were a fair few people looking forward to a good showdown, a real telling off by Jesus, humiliation at last for Zacchaeus. But Jesus is always full of surprises. And for those of us who think we're good, maybe even better than others, or maybe we're looking to see someone brought down, the surprises are rarely in our favour. Jesus surprises them all by inviting himself to stay with Zacchaeus. Was it all going horribly wrong? Was this man of the people, for the people, just caving in and looking for some extravagance? Maybe a really decent meal and bed for the night, top-class entertainment. Maybe he was looking to be paid off for choosing a hated man and making the man considered the scum of the earth a hero. They all started muttering, Jesus going to the home of a sinner? We thought he was a holy man of God. We had high hopes, and now he's letting us down. And Zacchaeus, chosen, picked out as special by this holy man, has to respond. He has a choice to make, and everyone is watching with bated breath. Will he lord it over them all, lay on the biggest feast the town has seen? Will he show off, puff himself up, and become even more intolerable? Unbelievably, no. in that very moment, without any time to think about it, he responds. He responds to the unconditional acceptance of Jesus. The Spirit of God is at work in a flash, and everything in his hardened, uncaring, wicked heart is changed. Totally, inconceivably, unexpectedly. Zacchaeus is convicted of his sin by the Holy Spirit. No rebuke from the mouth of Jesus is even needed. We know the passage says that he came down from the tree. Did you notice that after he welcomed Jesus and the crowd muttered, it says Zacchaeus stood up? I doubt he came down from the tree and sat on a chair, but he was there, he is standing up, so he must have made himself lower, and I guess maybe he is kneeling before his new Lord and Saviour. When God works in someone's life and they respond with repentance, joy and acceptance, that life is changed. The crowd, all of a sudden, were looking at a completely changed man, although he was still short. He declares boldly that he will give away half of all he has to the poor. The Spirit was stirring him up. And that wasn't all. He acknowledges directly his sinful, stealing ways. Although perhaps his humanity creeps in with his comment that started, "If I have cheated anybody." And he says he'll pay them back four times the amount. I wonder who started the queue for their share. We don't really hear about what happened on directly after that. Did Zacchaeus hold the biggest celebration for everyone? Did he come true on his promises? Did the people forgive him? Did he stay a tax collector? Did he fade into obscurity? Or was his story told through the next generations? Well, we do know that his story is significant because this bad guy turned good has been immortalized in the Bible. And what a story of hope it is. This is truly good news. That short story ends by Jesus saying that Zacchaeus had been saved and that he, Jesus, had come to look for the lost and save them. How do you relate to this story? Are you indignant of Jericho? Annoyed that the same love is there for the bad guys, just as it is for you? He's actually a very decent person. Are we only begrudgingly accepting that God loves us all just the same? Maybe there is someone you could do with forgiving in your life, or you need to ask for forgiveness yourself. I hope we can all relate to Zacchaeus. There's not one person here who's perfect. And we decide that some actions are worse than others, and we can judge ourselves and other people accordingly. And quite rightly, there are consequences for the things that are done wrong in this world. But to God, wrong is wrong. And if we go our own way, away from God's perfect plan for us, we're lost. Jesus said that he came to find, not just happen to bump into, but to search for the lost. He is active in reaching out to all of us, regardless of the good and bad things that we think and do. What a great day that was for Zacchaeus. And what a great day for us too, when we say sorry to God and accept his forgiveness. Jesus is here to seek and save us. Linda is going to come up and say a prayer for us now.
Dear God,
Thank you for the story of Zacchaeus. Thank you that Jesus chose to spend more time with him and change his life. We are sorry for the things that we have said and done that do not match up with what you say is best for us. Thank you for choosing us like just like you chose Zacharias. Means Zacchaeus on me. Please change our lives and just like you changed Zacchaeus. Amen.
Amen.
Please do sit down. We are nearly there. I want to say thank you again to Lantern for leading the service, to all of you for joining in. It's been really wonderful to be together, and if you don't mind, I think the group deserve another round of applause for all they've done. It takes a lot of guts to come up here and speak into a microphone, and I'm really proud of you all for all of the different things that you've done. I'm sure it's been really appreciated by the people here today and by God too. And I want to thank Janet as well for her knitting. I can, she's still going. Would you like to just show us how far we've got? So I think when that's done next week, maybe perhaps we could, you know, drape it somewhere as a reminder that Jesus knits us all together. She is lovely, you're right, Anne. We're going to accept the offering now. Thank you so much. Lord and Father, we thank you for this offering that I'm holding in my hands, and we give it to you for your good works. But not only what's here in my hands, but our lives as well. Take all of this and all of us and use us for your glory. Amen. One of the closing songs that we sing as a blessing at Lantern sometimes is called "The Father Himself Loves You." And it's just simply we sing, "The Father Himself loves you," to each other. And the group are going to come up now and just face you, and we're going to sing it to you. And then when you've got the tune, please do join in. We're just missing it. Our final blessing we will all say together with our actions. We've done this before in our church. Okay, so let's say together. Father, God the Father, watch over us. God the Son, walk with us. God the Spirit, work through us until we meet again. Thank you. You may go and sit down. Thank you, everyone.